Goldman Sachs is the only big Wall Street firm that still has a partnership group, a small, exclusive elite club within a public company. Very wealthy, very private, very secret.
Very secret? Well, that can't be good, right?
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
JFK's old secret society speech also mentioned those times when secrecy was needed and necessary, times of clear and present danger.
The partners at Goldman Sachs, neither clear nor dangerous. So why are they secret? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, January 19th. We get a peek behind closed doors at Goldman Sachs.
The culture of Goldman Sachs. It's quite a nation unto itself, yeah, in a sense. Yes, let's get a check of the morning's top news, though. Chinese President Hu Jintao is in Washington for his first official visit to the United States. He had a private dinner with President Obama last night. Today, he meets with 18 American and Chinese business leaders ahead of tonight's formal state dinner. It's the first time in over a decade that a U.S. president has hosted a state dinner for a Chinese leader at the White House. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the U.S.-China relationship is a complex one. He called the visit an opportunity to address longstanding differences over issues like China's currency and its human rights record.
We want to build on the cooperative part of the relationship with China and deal directly with some of those very difficult challenges,
including focusing on China's strict rules for foreign businesses operating within their country and its policy of favoring domestic companies. Those will be on the agenda today. As the Chinese leader arrived, the Wall Street Journal reported that a Chinese firm has agreed to invest $2 billion in North Korea, a reminder of the potential limits of Chinese cooperation in the Korean Peninsula.
House Republicans are expected to pass a repeal of the Health Care Act today. During debate on the House floor, Congressman Ted Poe summed up the Republican argument against the health care law.
Never before in the history of our great country has a tax been levied on individual Americans by the federal government with the purpose of forcing citizens to do something the government wants them to do.
It's largely symbolic. Obviously, the Democratic majority Senate is not expected to support that overhaul, and President Obama not expected to sign it. But looking ahead to 2012, Democrats could lose their majority in the Senate. Democratic Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota has announced he won't seek re-election, as has Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman.
Tunisia's president and prime minister have resigned from the ruling party, and the latest government coalition is looking shaky today. Four new opposition party ministers stepped down from that new coalition government. Demonstrators are still insisting on democratic change.
And Sergeant Shriver, the founding director of the Peace Corps, has died. He was 95. He was the brother-in-law of JFK and the father-in-law of Arnold Schwarzenegger. In markets, Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are flat. The Dow will start at 11,837. The S&P opens at 1,295 and the NASDAQ at 2,765.
We've had an interesting conversation all week about how calling people is becoming obsolete, and started talking about what would be on our playlist if, say, phone calls were obsolete. We're never really popular. For example, I just texted to say I love you by Stevie Wonder.
No,
or
okay.
Don't lose my FB status by Phil Collins, or something like
text me on my droid, text me anytime, text me on my droid, text me anytime.
Is that Celeste Headlee on our playlist?
It just doesn't sound very good.
Sing to us at 8778 my take. Coming up, until now, little was known about the Goldman Sachs partnership, a leftover from the old days of investment banking. But what does it mean for the future of Goldman Sachs, probably the most prestigious firm remaining on Wall Street? An exclusive look behind the scenes at Wall Street's highest paid employees at the biggest, most prestigious bank, Goldman Sachs, in a moment.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.